Yeah, so thinking about that, it's interesting from my standpoint as an ID pharmacist, and that, whether it's an ID pharmacist, an ID physician, or a lot of us more on the inpatient side, is that unless you are working directly in the emergency department when these patients come in, a lot of times we inherit them, right? So usually many times they're started on broad spectrum type of agents. So it becomes more of a, how can we ask those questions of, what have they been on previously? What might they have failed? What does their microhistory look like? Things that can aid us into de-escalation. So I feel like most of the time when I see these patients, our first thought is, how can we de-escalate? How can we get them down possibly to something like oral? And how can we get them out of the hospital? So I think similar to other populations, even those that are non-obese, early clinical response is one of the first things we focus on. So in those first 48 to 72 hours, and whether it be cellulitis, where a lot of times we'll mark the margins, abscess type patients, whether it was a quick IND in the emergency department or whether it's a little bit more formal surgery they may have otherwise needed. So I think that's something we can kind of track post-surgically from there. But outside of that, I think we might have a little bit lower threshold in that population to escalating care because, if we're not seeing that early clinical response within comorbidities, within these higher BMI type of patients, usually there's a little bit more concern, especially if they were started on broad spectrum type of therapy. Yeah, so I'm an ID, right? So I'm biased. I'm going to give you a little bit of a biased answer there, which is my focus is on getting these patients on the right antimicrobials. And I look at it from the standpoint of, let's make that choice. Let's put them on the best antimicrobial possible. And then let's see, based on interactions, other things like that, are these things that can be managed? Can we hold other therapy? Can we change therapy? Can we do things like that? So I have a good working relationship with some of my other clinical pharmacists here, with our hospitalists, with our ID physicians. So it's very much a team-based approach of going, okay, if they are on something where we need to change a more of a maintenance medication, is this something we can do? Is this something we can hold on the inpatient side? I'm lucky though, I will say from my standpoint, being on the inpatient side, I have ability to monitor patients on a day-to-day standpoint. We're able to get labs, we're able to get EKGs, other things like that. So it makes it a little bit easier than if, let's say, you're on an outpatient standpoint. But like I said, from my standpoint, my first thought is let's get them on the best antimicrobial possible. I do think it goes back to the early clinical response. What's interesting on an ID specialist standpoint is from the time you're bringing an ID physician or, and kind of associated with that, myself, an ID pharmacist on the case, it's usually because as an attending, you're not seeing that response you expect. And whether it's a time-based, whether it's just it's something that looks really bad and you want that kind of expert consultative opinion, you bring in an ID physician. So a lot of times we inherit those patients knowing that these patients aren't getting better like they should. And they're a little bit more complex, whether it be comorbidities, whether it just be a size or degree of initial infection. Outside of that, I think laboratory markers, if they're spiking fevers, if their white count is otherwise elevated or elevating even higher, or other just kind of complex type of issues that might bring this patient population to the front.